IGR 2020. I made my first 8-day individually guided retreat in 2001 at Loyola Hall. I've been writing about my journey from that point in the Diary of a Sunflower. It was a lifetime ago, and I feel like a completely different person now compared to who I was then. My retreat this year, which was booked for next week at St Bino's in North Wales, has been cancelled due to the pandemic. And this will be the first summer since that first retreat that I will not have gone away to spend 8 days in silence with God, as I promised all those years ago. It would be easy to be upset about it, but to be honest, I was not surprised by the cancellation, and I have accepted it. I'm still going to do a retreat this week, at home, starting today, Sunday. And I have found a director who will meet with me online every day. I have to say, doing spiritual direction online, both giving and receiving, has been one of the wonderful surprises of lockdown, and I would never have imagined it to work as well as I have experienced it. So much so that I am intending to expand into giving spiritual direction online as a matter of course from September, regardless of any lockdown situation or easing. So watch this space. I have reservations about all the distractions at home, of course. And since my daughters live with me, complete silence might be an issue. But they are prepped and cooperative. And I can go into my room and shut my door. I have room to sit and be, and a prayer corner in there. I have prepared meals in the freezer and my laundry done. And I have a garden. My computer will go in the drawer, and I will have my art board on my desk instead.